From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suicide attacks hit Iraq. Islamic State attacks across Iraq on Sunday left at least 29 people dead and more than 70 wounded. Iraqi officials said the most deadly attack for which IS claimed responsibility killed at least 14 people and wounded 27 at a state-run natural gas plant near Baghdad. An Islamic State attack north of Baghdad on Sunday left at least 11 people dead and more than 20 wounded. Suicide attackers stormed a gas plant and set off a car bomb. In Jordan on Sunday, the Obama administration's top envoy to the coalition fighting IS extremist Brett McKirk said the Sunni insurgency has been unable to gain significant ground since taking the city of Ramadi a year ago, which they lost in December to Iraqi security forces.
The caliphate, as they call it, this perverse caliphate, is shrinking. So they are very much on the defensive. They have not retaken any territory really since their operations in Ramadi going all the way back to May. So their territory is shrinking, and they are now doing these suicide attacks against civilian populations. It's not going to work, but that's what they're trying to do. But this is nothing new. It's not a new tactic. I mean, this is the nature of the organization.
Mr. McKirk told reporters in Amman that the U.S.-led coalition is conducting precision airstrikes in Mosul almost every day, describing it as synchronized pressure. Libya's new government and its security challenges are the focus for diplomats on Monday as they gather in Vienna to discuss the situation in the country, which has been grappling to overcome the chaos that followed the 2011 ouster and killing of leader Muammar Gaddafi. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni are co-hosting the session, aimed at supporting the government of national accord that Western powers hope can unite Libya. This